Morgan Klimchuk of the Calgary Flames. This is what it's. I know it's hard, man. It's not for everybody, but you're gonna be, you know, you're gonna get paid to play hockey, and you're gonna have to play golf in the summer. You think you're up for it? You're all right with that?
Yeah, no complaints here. Playing golf and you know, working out and playing hockey. So
it's tricky.
It's nice. Yeah.
Yeah. So we were just talking before we got on the air. I haven't seen you since Jersey, which feels in some ways like it was not that long ago, but at the same time, a ton has happened since then. I haven't seen you. I was away during a development camp, but last we talked, you were on the floor at the draft at the Prudential Center wearing that jersey, had it on for maybe 30 minutes. Has it sunk in? Have you been able to kind of have enough time to really appreciate what it's all been like for you?
Yeah, it's been a bit of a whirlwind for sure. You know, going to the draft and getting that experience going and actually getting picked by my hometown team was something that was pretty special for me, but you know, I guess to get into development camp last week and get that jersey on and start playing with some of the guys, it was pretty special for sure, and I think it's kind of starting to sink in now that, you know, it's kind of becoming a reality that it's actually kind of unfolding in front of my eyes.
Was that a kind of a nerve-wracking thing, even though you play in junior hockey, you've played for Team Canada tournaments, you know what kind of a player you are, but now that camp, it's kind of a measuring stick. The first time you step on the ice, did you kind of want to see where you stacked up compared to those guys?
That's exactly it. You know, you get into camp for the first time, you don't really know, you know, everyone there because you only play against the Western guys for me, but to see where you stack up and kind of see, you know, what you're getting yourself into, it was pretty good for sure, but I thought it went well.
Yeah. What, I guess, line mates, any chemistry, some of the guys that you hung out with off the ice, what's any stories to share?
Well, I work out with Corbin Knight here in Calgary, so I was also skating on a line with him there, and also Tim Harrison, one of our draft picks from this year.
Yeah.
So, you know, I thought we played pretty well all week, and they kept us together for both games and, you know, all the practices. So I guess there was some chemistry building there for sure.
You only have a couple of scrimmages, and that's the time that for fans they want to come and see. But obviously for the hockey team, they're still watching a lot in terms of the drills and the practices and that, which I don't know that practice is fun. I think it's a little more fun to get into the scrimmages. But did you have much feedback from the coaches or the instructors as to what they see, what they want to see more of, where you need to grow, that sort of thing?
Yeah, I had an exit meeting with Feaster and Weisbrod, and I thought those went very well. And, you know, they were pretty happy with how I played all week. You know, they always give me credit for my work ethic, and I think that in development camp, that's something that a lot of people, you know, up there take pride in, is how hard you work, because it's a hard week for sure. You know, you're doing two-a-days, and you're working out and skating every day. So as long as you're working hard and giving them everything you got, I think they'll be pretty happy with you, and, you know, that's what I just try to do.
Chatting with Morgan Klimchuk here at the Hamptons, obviously a draft pick of the Calgary Flames. You don't know any other way. You're from Calgary. You're drafted by Calgary. This is your experience. I wonder, does it make it easier to be that everything was here in Calgary? Has it been a little distracting? All your buddies. I would guess there's been a few parties or two that have taken place with your buddies and that. I just wonder if it's at all. I'm going to say different, but again, you don't know it any. The fact that it's here, it's very, very rare that a guy gets drafted by his hometown team.
Yeah, no, it's been good. Everyone's been really supportive. You know, my friends, family, everyone around me, you know, they kind of know what type of kid I am, that I'm a pretty focused guy. But, you know, like I said, it's been good. Everyone's been very supportive of me. And, you know, it's kind of easy. I didn't really have to go anywhere for development camp. Just kind of drove down the street.
Yeah.
But, you know, like I said, it's been good. And it's something that I've been really just taking in and enjoying.
Weird staying in a hotel in your hometown.
Yeah, that was a little bit different.
A little different,
sure.
Right? They put you up out there?
Yes, they did. It was about 45 minutes from my house, so I guess it was good I stayed up there, but yeah, it was a little bit different for sure.
So now you're golfing today. Are you a golfer? Do you golf a fair bit? It seems like that has to be mandatory experiences that you need to be able to golf if you're going to play.
Yeah, for sure. No, I golf quite a bit.
Yeah, so you're looking forward to today?
Yeah, I'm very excited. I got a couple friends here. Zach Boychuk, someone I work out with, you know, in the summer, and he's coming. So yeah, like I said, a couple guys here that I'm looking forward to playing with and against.
What's that like? Because I know where do you work out?
At Crash Conditioning.
I know there's a lot of guys that go there, and you have to kind of push yourselves, right? If you start lagging behind the other guys, they're chirping you. It's got to be a great kind of a motivator when you're with guys that are maybe a little bit older or the same age, and they're all working out as hard as they can.
Yeah, for myself, you know, I'm very fortunate to work out with guys like Zach and Eberle here in town, and, you know, you see what kind of weight they're putting up and how hard they work with, you know, how good of players they are. It's something that's definitely motivating, and it's healthy competition in the gym and on the ice for sure.
Does Eberle kind of look at you as maybe like a little protege? I was gonna say little, but for him that's not really the best word, but you know, Regina, Pat, drafted, that sort of thing. It's similar territory.
It's pretty cool. You know, he grew up next to me, I guess, in Lake Chaparral as well, and, you know, kind of following on the same in the same footsteps, you could say. So I guess he's kind of taking me under his wing a little bit, but, you know, I try to push myself and just try to keep up to him, and I think that's pretty special in itself.
Pretty cool that he got on that orientation list for Team Canada. Is that, again, it's another one of those things that I'm guessing you, every step you make now one of your buddies and guys that you work with, he's on that. You've played on a Team Canada. It's got to be exciting to be in and around, and just more of the realization of this dream. It's got to be becoming more of a reality for you.
Yeah, it is for sure. You know, getting the draft over with, like I said, and getting into my first camp and kind of getting my feet wet, and in that regard, it's pretty special. But, you know, for Jordan, he's definitely earned that opportunity, and I know he'll make the most of it. But yeah, he's had some pretty good success with Team Canada, so I hope he can bring that back to the Olympic level as well.
I know earlier this week the story coming out about, well, I guess it was this week or late last week, about Sean Monahan getting his deal done. Anything you can share? Your agent talking with the Flames, looking to get something done, or is that the least of your worries right now?
Yeah, no, I'm just focusing, you know, right now and get ready for the season. You know, we haven't really had any discussions in that regard, but you know, it's good to get Sean signed to a deal because he's going to be a pretty important part of that team going forward. So, you know, I was lucky enough to room with Sean throughout the week at development camp, and you know, I think that was very good that they got that deal done. But it's been pretty quiet right now, and I'm just looking forward to, you know, getting ready for camp and get ready for the season.
So you roomed with him. What's your take? You didn't know him obviously prior, did you?
I met him at the combine. He was in my workout group at the combine, so that's when I first got to meet him. And you know, also at the Top Prospects game, I got to fly out with him and kind of talk with him a bit there. So it made getting to know him a little bit easier last week. But he's a very special player and a very good kid as well. So.
Yeah, well, like what kind of good kid? What kind of a guy is he? Because we go there and there's so much media, and for somebody to maybe be a little bit quiet, because that was kind of my take. Is there's guys like you and you know, Hunter Shinkarak, and Seth Jones is a outspoken guy, and then you know, he's maybe not as not even brash, but he's just not as comfortable as maybe some other guys. So you wonder, you know, what's this guy like? I mean, what's your take on him as a guy?
I'd say he's very focused. You know, he wants to play for the Calgary Flames this year, and that's his goal. And I think that's pretty realistic for him. He's a very special player, and there's a lot of pressure on him in a lot of different situations, and I think there has been all year. You know, playing, he was a captain of, you know, a team that was struggling to get wins, and you know, like I said, there was a lot of pressure, and I thought he dealt with it pretty well. But yeah, I guess he's a little bit shy, a little bit, you know, getting used to the situation. But like I said, he's a very good player and someone that I really look up to.
Morgan Klimchuk of the Flames, our guest here at the Hamptons, getting set to make some money for flood relief. How's your old man doing? I know he listens a lot. He's one of our hardcore listeners.
Yeah.
The Black Swan. Burgers for free, I would guess, that day when you got drafted. But how's he been? I'm guessing he's loving every minute of it too, right?
Yeah, he's taking it all in, I think, enjoying the experience for sure. I think he had drink specials the day of the draft based on where I got drafted. So, yeah, like I said, he's pretty excited about it. The whole family is. And, the Swan's doing pretty well.
Yeah.
So.
Now, I know that everybody, if they're asked this question, will say, well, I want to play.
Mm-hmm.
For you, as you sit here today, yeah, you want to play in the NHL. What are you thinking this coming year? You may, training camp comes, maybe preseason, you play some games, you get in hat tricks, you're going to stay. But, I mean, are you thinking it's Regina? Are you kind of mentally preparing yourself for another year of junior?
I think so, yeah. You know, obviously I want to get some experience and make an impression. And, you know, I'm not going to go to camp hoping to get cut because, you know, it is my goal to play in the NHL and play for the Calgary Flames. So I'm going to go there and try to make that decision as tough as possible for them and like I said, contribute and make something happen. And at the end of the day, if I'm back in junior, I think that'll be fine for my development. But, you know, if I get a chance to play this year, it'll be something that I'll make the most of.
Yeah, hard not to try and do too much sometimes.
It is. You know, you go there, you want to make an impression, you want to do everything you can. But I think you just got to remember what got you there and try to be the player that you are, and you'll have some success. But I think it is a little bit difficult for sure, is going in there and not trying to be the hero every game, but just playing your role. And I think that's part of the learning process going forward and stepping into the next level, whether that's the AHL or the NHL.
Anybody, was there one guy that you kind of stood out to you at the development camp? Was there one guy that's like, okay, that guy's pretty special, whether it be size, speed, whatever the case may be?
I'd say there was two. Obviously, Sean Monahan, who was the sixth overall pick.
Yeah.
I think, in a sense, that's a bit expected of him, but you know, when he actually produced and was a real special player all week, that was something that, you know, I was really impressed by. But also Johnny Gaudreau, you know, he's a pretty special player, one of the smarter players I've ever played with. So to watch him, you know, produce and be such an impact player and all week was something that I was really impressed with.
I think fans are getting excited, and I know that it's, in some ways, the talk of rebuild here is still very early, but all of a sudden there's Poirier and yourself and Sean and, I mean, John Gillies and Laurent Brossoit in goal, and you talk about Goudreau, and now, you know, some defensemen are getting signed, and, you know, Max Reinhardt is looking like a guy. It feels like, and you've been a Flames fan, you know, you would know as a fan what it's like, how dry the cupboard and how bare the cupboards have been for a long time. It seems like it's changed very quickly, hasn't it?
Yeah, talking to even just fans who, you know, I know around the city, friends and that kind of thing, they're pretty excited about the prospect group that the Flames got going forward, and, you know, the way things are going in a rebuild term, I guess. Yeah. You could say, because, you know, I think everyone's pretty happy with what they got coming up and how this draft went and, you know, how things have been going the last couple of years.
So you'll be going to Penticton, I would guess, for the Young Stars tournament. That'll be a fun one, man. It's a great event. It's a great place. The rink is full. They have a lot of fans out there, and then you can actually get a little nasty and really dig in. It'll be the first time for your group to go out there against real competition. You don't want to batter each other too much, but that'll be a fun one. I'm looking forward to that one, and I'm sure you are too. And rookie camp, it's all going to come quick. Basically, we're into August.
Yeah.
within a few days. Are you ready for it?
Yeah, I'm working towards that right now, yeah. But I'm pretty comfortable with where I'm at and how my development's going. But that's kind of when you do go to war and you get to play against another team and actually put that jersey on and not be playing against each other. So it's something I'm definitely looking forward to.
What was it like you wore one at the draft, yeah. But then you put one on, even if it's a practice jersey, yeah. And you take to the ice.
It's pretty special. It's a special feeling. You know, growing up, I had a bunch of Flames jerseys.
Yeah.
A little bit smaller than the ones I got now, but to actually play with that jersey on and play against each other and kind of represent the Flames, you know, so to say, it's pretty special.
So the golf game today, yeah. The pressure's on because you're the celebrity, you're the star of your group. Do you feel like you can handle that pressure?
I don't know. Yeah, that might be something that's a little bit difficult. Yeah. Not as comfortable out on the golf course as I am on the rink, but I'll do my best, try to have some fun with it and just raise some money for a good cause.
Well, it's good to see you again, man. Enjoy the rest of your summer. Looking forward to seeing you in Penticton and rookie camp and all that. Who knows? We might talk to you before then if ink hits paper sometime with any luck before then. Have a good time out there, buddy. Enjoy it.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
There's Morgan Klimchuk of the Calgary Flames.